Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So first hometown is Jillian. He heads to Kelowna, British Columbia, in Canada.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, I'm here to find if she's really into me or what her deal is. And they meet up at this like beautiful lake, Kelowna Lake or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. This is where she spends all her summers, her life. Her grandparents live here, whole thing.
Big lake culture in Canada.
Oh, really?
A lot of people do, like, lake houses and lake things up in Canada. Nice. I really want to go. We should go.
Yeah, I really want to go to Vancouver. Vancouver Island is really dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's at this lake. She's telling some story about, like, how this lake has a Loch Ness monster in it. And she, like, touched it when she was a kid.
Okay.
Okay, Jillian. But, yeah, they head to a winery and they sit and chat. And this is where Jillian kind of finally opens up fully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get her whole story.
Mm-hmm.
So she said her mom was diagnosed with depression when she was younger and was kind of like battling that for 15 years. And her parents separated. Her mom has attempted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom is just someone who's like very hard to live with. She was hospitalized for months on end, and just like a very tumultuous time, you know, growing up with her mom.
Yeah.
And eventually, her mom turned everything around and got better. And they seem to be in a better spot now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was just like very emotional, just talking about like how much she loves her family, how much they've gone through, how lucky she is that they're all still together. Her parents are still married, I think.
They're still married. Yep.
Still married, which, wow, that's a lot to go through.
It sure is.
So yeah, she has a lot to be thankful for, but that's kind of explains why she's a little like tougher and, guards are all the way up.
Yeah.
That's Jillian.
And why she's so willing to take care of others before herself. This makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. She's the rock. She's been, had to have been the rock for her dad and her mom and all kinds of people. So, nice to get that little insight to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they head to Jillian's family, their home, and there's a whole bunch of people standing there with a big old Canadian flag.
Ready.
This is a white thing. White people love their country. They love their flag.
Yeah.
They love their flag. And I'm Jamaican. I love the Jamaican flag. But if I'm doing a hometown, I'm not standing there with a giant Jamaican flag.
Jamaican flag.
What?
Yeah. I don't understand it.
I don't know any black people who rides for the American flag like that.
Oh. What?
I've never seen it.
Mm-mm.
There's just a privilege to patriotism.
Yes.
Yep. That is afforded to some and definitely not to us.
And definitely not.
Mm-mm. I've just never seen this. I was like, wow, this is, and so I, same thing. I'm very patriotic. I love Jamaica, but I would never just be, it's a flag. They just love flags.
Yeah. I don't understand that culture. That's something to dig into. Actually,
right?
Yeah,
what is this flag culture?
What does this mean?
Girls One Rose.
Yes,
what is the history of the love of flags among white people.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he comes in. They drape the whole flag over him. The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they sit for dinner. Jillian's sister is gorgeous.
Gorge. So yes. Pretty. Her sister's everything, and it was also grilling him at dinner. Thank God.
Somebody.
Somebody asked Jason a question.
A question. It wasn't even that juicy, but it was a question.
Yeah.
Shit. But yeah, just asking how he feels about the whole experience and, you know, what he's looking for and all that jazz. So Jason sits with Jillian's mom, mm-hmm. and the mom, you know, kind of really jokey, like pulls out this whole long list of questions and, you know, what are your responsibilities as a partner in a marriage? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you see as your responsibility? And, you know, to be a partner, you know, you choose to be there. It's a commitment.
That's not the answer. That's not an answer, actually.
That's, right.
That's just a definition of what marriage is.
Of what marriage is. But okay. And the mom asks him, you know, how do you handle conflict?
Good question.
And good question, yes. He says he's not a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
So one of his best qualities is being a good listener, which is a good quality to have.
It's a great quality to have. Don't know if he has it.
In terms of conflict, don't know.
Yeah.
Can't tell yet. Yeah. But that is a good quality to have in a partner to avoid conflict, as somebody who's not always talking but can also like shut the fuck up and listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, the mom kind of opens up about, you know, suffering with depression, mm-hmm. and how Jillian has a lot of depth. She's had to grow up fast. And I thought Jason asked a really good question, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He asked the mom, you know, how do you make a marriage last when mm-hmm. you've had so many ups and downs?
Yeah, that is a great question.
Great question. Her and her husband are still married
yeah.
after all they've been through and dealing with mental health and hospital and attempted suicides. Like, mm-hmm. That's a lot. And yeah, she said her husband just stuck by her mm-hmm. sometimes, not always.
Yeah. Like
there were, it was rough.
Mm-hmm.
But she said life is a dance and you learn as you go.
Yeah.
And just take each day and just try to make it through.
I love how they normalized not only the depression, but also her husband not being there for her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like they kind of mm-hmm. humanized it, maybe not humanized normalized it. Humanized it.
Yeah,
I like it. Point. It was good.
Yeah. So yeah, later in the night, Granny turns up. Jillian's grandma.
Marjorie is everything.
Margie is funny.
Hysterical.
She's funny. Mm-hmm. So she brought a gift for Jason. Again, a pair of Canadian flag boxers.
This is where she got my invite to the cookout.
Okay.
Yep. Because mm-hmm. I don't care what's on them boxers. That is hilarious. Even when she met him and she was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm, she thought he was like so gorgeous.
Yeah.
She was like the most honest, the most funny. She kind of lightened everything up. They're talking a lot about depression.
Right.
You know, the sister seems hardcore, even though isn't at all. She just came in and kind of lightened up the vibes. I loved Granny. Yeah. And she had wine, too. And she looked like she was, in her 80s. So
yeah. She came back and came in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you caught the moment when it was time for Jason and the grandma to say goodbye. And he, goes in for a hug. And she grabs his face and kisses him on the lips. Did anyone catch that? Because it wasn't like they made a big stink about it. But if you looked, you literally saw her kind of angle his face and they kissed on the lips.
Whoa.
Yes, Marge. Grandma was not leaving there without tonguing Jason down and get one in.
Oh, Marge.
So crazy.
Oh, man.
But yeah, they had a great hometown. He says, I can't imagine in any other hometown going this well. Next, Jason heads to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly is at the country club in her golf gear.
Literal worst nightmare. My God. Horrible. I hate country club vibes.
Just the vibe.
Ugh.
Very Get Out.
Hate it. Yes, I hate it in there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Not into it.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, she got on her Argyle sweater, her magenta polo with the collar popped.
So many layers.
So many layers in this hot sun. And the popped collar, I was just like, ugh, I know. I'm done. I'm done with this already. But yeah, they play golf, and she's saying how every Sunday her family would go golfing. And she's like, Jason looks so sexy as he golfs. And
does he, girl?
Look like an absolute dweeb. He
does look like a dweebazoid.
Pants are so big.
Yeah.
Like, boot cut. Like, I don't know what kind of cut these are for them. They're like mom jeans. Huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing sexy about that.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, they sit and chat, and she reveals how she was in a long-term relationship for 3 years, and her parents hated him.
Hated the guy, yeah.
Wouldn't allow him at their house.
Yikes.
God, I feel like Molly was dating some, big nigga out of prison or something. Going through her black phase or some shit, and the parents were like, oh, hell no, absolutely not, Molly. How do you know somebody let them in your house? You have to have a rap sheet or something.
That's the thing. Country club people will cut you off in a heartbeat.
Excommunicate anybody.
A heartbeat. They are ruthless. They literally belong to a club where you had to audition and then pay $45,000 a year. They don't play. The country club people don't play.
Damn.
And if they go there.
I had so many questions.
Yeah. About who he was, right?
Right. And now here she is bringing home this divorced single father,
off a TV show.
Off a TV show. Yeah. What the hell? But yeah, so they head to her home. Her parents just seem like uptight, stiff Republicans. Yeah.
Yes!
That's it.
That's it. Reminded me a lot of Lauren B's family.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah. That same vibe. That whole vibe.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. Yikes.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.